Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. I just want to tell you about this week's More Than Just Muscles podcast. You know, I sit around and I think about all these distinctions. What can I do to take my life to the next level? And what can I do to help you do the same? And so this week I had this big breakthrough. I was thinking, this is a mindset that may be challenging me in my own journey. And so I'm so excited to share it with you here this week. And I want you to send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com if you get some stimulation. It makes you think too, aha, eureka. Man, that may be just what I need to think about more as I become more than just muscles. So enjoy this week's podcast and let me know what you find most valuable about it.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, if you're just joining this More Than Just Muscles podcast for the very first time, I want to tell you a little bit about it. This More Than Just Muscles, it's about how to expand upon your identity of being a bodybuilder or fitness enthusiast. I don't know about you, but when I've dedicated my life. It became my identity, who I was all about, what I just loved to do. It was my passion. It was my hobby. It was everything to me. What I found is that extreme focus, what made me so great at it and what made me admired by other people, where they would come to me for advice. How do I do it, right? It was a great place to be. Eventually, I realized how it was taking away from other parts of my life. And at first, I really didn't get it because, hey, they tell you, hey, there's no excuse. You know, you could just train. You should be able to mix it all in. And people in our tribe, people in fitness, you know, they're thinking the same way as you are. They're gladly giving up those other parts of their life. They're gladly not focusing on them and not getting the rewards and really not feeling the pain of those. So you hang around people who are just like you, and you may be suffering in other areas of life, relationship, business, getting those promotions, make that money, really working towards your future because of all this all-consuming obsession, addiction, enjoyment of bodybuilding and training. You're just not focusing on those other areas of life. But you hang around people that they don't care, and maybe you don't care until you start caring. And then you go, how do I put together the thoughts and actions of a person who succeeds in relationships, succeeds in business at a higher level, maybe, and keep on keeping on with my health and fitness. And I've discovered that it just wasn't such an easy transition, becoming amazing at our bodybuilding and fitness. And you know what it's like. I mean, sometimes we take it for granted. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of time. And the longer we do it, that's just the way we start thinking, and we can't just jump and just be great at something else. So that was my experience, and that's why I really started this More Than Just Muscles podcast and this whole movement that I'm alone in my journey right now. I don't know anybody who's providing this kind of information, and as a matter of fact, I think most people who are as accomplished in bodybuilding and training who have been doing it as long as I have and have reached the level of success, as I have. I mean, they're just riding off into the sunset and just hang their hat on what they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And I don't see a lot of people in this industry really evolve a lot past it and talk about these challenges. So I really thought like I was the only one. Let me just correct that. I didn't think I was the only one, but those other people, right, those douchebags, those bodybuilders, I mean, I didn't consider myself even close to being in that category. And I have a feeling if you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this, neither do you. So, you know, I did see those extreme examples, all those muscle heads getting older, having nothing but their bodybuilding training. But that was, to me, it's kind of an extreme example. It didn't happen to smart, intelligent, hardworking, well-rounded people like myself or however I saw myself. And then I started looking around and looking a little bit deeper. And a couple things I noticed. One is I wasn't the only one. And when I reached out and talked to certain people, you know, they would be more than willing to kind of share their frustration experience. So I realized I wasn't alone. And I'm talking about, you know, smart guys too, right? I'm not talking about lazy meatheads that you would think of. I also started realizing when I talked to more and more people, the people in bodybuilding and fitness who have been doing it for a very long time, very few of them, at least at this phase, I mean, I'm really prepared to just really crack this nut, really get into it. A lot of them aren't that self-aware. You know, I kind of bring this subject up and they go, yeah, I want to talk about it. And what I've noticed is that man, it's this mindset. I don't know what it is that they can see it in other people. They can see, oh, yeah, Skip, you know what? You're right. People in this, I've seen them mortgage their house. I've, you know, not pay their bills and just for a contest. And they can see all the myopic focus and imbalance and, you know, chasing that fitness dream at whatever cost. They see it in other people. And then when they're talking about themselves, they're really disconnected that, you know, this is a conversation between people. It's just interesting. I mean, as I go through these More Than Just Muscles podcast, you know, I'm cracking this nut. Like I said, I'm uncovering it layer by layer by layer. And as far as I know, there's nobody else doing this, right? Everybody else, we just celebrate our uniqueness and our passion for bodybuilding and training. And again, I want to say this, if you're new to listening to this podcast, you know, I'm not all about, oh, bodybuilding sucks, it's wasted time. You know, I remember I had that problem and I would just want to get away from it. That's not what I'm saying at all. I mean, it's great to be unique. It's great to have a passion and a drive that you invested a lot of years mastering. The question is, how do we get that and round out our life so we don't have to suffer so much in those other areas? And I really believe it's a mindset, just being aware of the fact that you're not alone. And how do we do this? And my passion for personal development, and that was many years before I started bodybuilding and training, it has rounded me out and made me come around to this. But really, my personal experience is, like I said, I mean, I don't know, there's always a higher level. I just wasn't happy with how I was adjusting to quote-unquote regular life after being in the industry for so long, competing, I mean, really focused for 15 straight years, competing every single year, and then retiring, and then just expecting to come out of it more adjusted. And there's quite a challenge. If you go to manformation.com, www.manformation.com, it's confidence and leadership strategies. I mean, all of those articles, all those audio programs were my personal journey where I dedicated my time, my energy, and my effort to neutralize all those years of extreme focus. And I put myself with the same dedication and passion and breaking it down just like I did bodybuilding and training. I really credit that for, again, my transformation, my manformation into a regular way of thinking. And now I'm really committed to helping people in our tribe, in our community who are just like me, who want more out of life, right? And they want their bodybuilding and training to round it all out. And another website that I have is it's a matter of trust.com. Check it out. I've got some excerpts and some passages, some videos explaining my story. And it's from my upcoming book that I've been writing. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, right? So check that out. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. And, you know, I've been doing videos recently, and I've been doing passages because as I share this information, I found so many like-minded people, fitness-minded people, they just relate to those stories so much. Not just the challenge that I spoke of earlier, but also why we got into bodybuilding and training. And it's been a really breath of fresh air to know someone like me who has succeeded at a certain level, and then they see as someone who's made it in a lot of ways, suffering from maybe some of the same things that happen in life and adjusting just like them. So I'm in a real push to get that done. And, you know, I'm not so much of a push to get the book done to say, hey, you know, I have this book published, and I'm certainly not doing it for the money. I just want to get the message out because, again, I really think this whole More Than Just Muscles concept is so unique. At least right now it's unique. And I want to get the message out, so I'm just pumping out the information so you can benefit from the major focal points, the lessons I learned sooner rather than later. So check that out, and long before the book. So check that out at itsamatteroftrust.com. So, yeah, it's I got to tell you, it's been a very interesting journey. So I've been doing this podcast now. This is the 14th episode. I've been posting one every single week. So, you know, I'm 14 weeks in the actual execution of this message, getting it out, you know, on Blog Talk, radio, iTunes, Stitcher, posting it on my social media channels. It's interesting, too, that this isn't something that you'll get a lot of comments and shares and comments. It's that are people will do publicly, but they'll email me and tell me how much they're getting from this. I really appreciate it. I sometimes think that this is a battle that a lot of people, bodybuilders, fitness people who put a lot of time, energy, and effort into their life, and it's become part of their identity. I think this is a battle that they're suffering in silence. I really do believe that. And I wonder how many, until I started bringing it out and they followed, you know, my bodybuilding training career, maybe my personal development, I wonder how much they've really thought about this even for themselves. And so, like I said, I think a lot of people are suffering in silence. And I hope in some small way this not only makes you feel better that you're not alone, it also gives you the hope that, you know, you can break through now that you are identifying, something's out of sort, what's going on. But more than that, you know, you come with me for this journey where I give you specific strategies on how to break through and get to the other side, as I call it, you know, that life of happiness and fulfillment. You know, you're still hanging on to bodybuilding and training and fitness and that whole lifestyle and your relationships. And I'm talking about, you know, your intimate relationships with the a loved one, hopefully, if that's something that you want, or maybe you're opening up your mind to that's something that you want, or to enhance it, right? To be more committed, to enjoy all the love and trust that you want. And those are intimate relationships. Also, you know, then I'll tell you something with children and the focus that it takes for bodybuilding and training and competing, especially you do a lot of them. I mean, you know, I can't judge how people do it. But, you know, I know how I'm feeling about my kids is like, how could I do that? I mean, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I mean, I would be missing so much. You know, you're calorie deprived for so long for some show and you're putting so much into it. Either you're not going to put much into the show or you got to be a little distracted for your kids. I don't know. Am I saying something that you really don't want to hear, that you're resisting me? Hey, Skip, maybe that's your situation. I can do it all. And I see, that's the whole thing. I get this pushback. I feel this pushback because they've decided on this direction and this focus and this identity, all those type of things. And, you know, they can't objectively see it. They made this decision to, I don't want to insult anybody. You know, are you giving enough time to your family, your business, your future? They don't want to hear that from me. They don't want to hear that from me. So, and I always say this, if you've been listening to the podcast, man, if you're in the grind, if you got this conscience, if this is what you want more than anything else, right, I understand how your mindset is everything. You want to turn this podcast off because I don't want to mess with your head. This is something that you come back to when you start searching on how to round out your life. And then I think this will be a godsend listening to this podcast. It's something that will definitely distract you as you hear me build a case and kind of tell you my observations. You know, it's something that will distract you from being all in and focusing if that's the stage of life that you're in. As I've been focusing more on this subject, you know, I noticed that we have a lot of fitness stars, and they're not like in the old days, with the magazines and without the internet being so prevalent. I mean, you went to the magazines and very few people made it through, you know, that filter to be featured. Right now you have Instagram where you have so many people who love bodybuilding and training are sharing their message, you know, on Instagram, Facebook, right? The level to become a celebrity in this whole physique world has been lowered quite a bit. And so you have a lot more people sharing their thoughts. They have to connect with their fans all the time, right? So they're being a lot more open with their emotions and their journey. And I'm starting to hear it, you know, a lot more. This one gentleman, I would love to get him on this podcast. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you could help me do it. And he's a very, very popular bodybuilding figure. I don't even know if he competes. He's got an amazing physique. And it's Joey Swole of Shreds, you know, very dedicated to his social media following, very big on Instagram. I think he's got over a million followers right now. And he's very open. And he said something just this past week. It got a lot of likes and a lot of people said, I agree. Oh my God, 100, you know, on, you know, how much they agreed with it. And it's something that I've been saying this more than just my Muscles podcast. And he said, double tap if you agree. He said, bodybuilders are just broken people who put their life together one rep at a time. Think about that. Bodybuilders, or he said most bodybuilders, right? I think he didn't say everyone. He said most bodybuilders are broken people who are putting their lives back together one rep at a time. And it just had, you know, he's got a million followers, but it got so many likes and so many comments. That's me. Right? So now, Johnny Swole's, his whole thing is to, you know, grab it, pursue it, and get into it because this is your therapy and this is what I do, which is a great message, right? And I think that him bringing it out to the forefront, I think a lot of people are thinking that anyway. He's just, again, I've been looking about this for the last, you know, this has been something that as I've gone through, I've been looking around to see how many of us are experiencing the same thing as me. So I'm looking for this. I've been looking this for a while, so I don't see it that often. I think he's bringing up a good point. I think where I come in is, okay, after you've had your therapy and your focus of bodybuilding and training, how are you gonna get that, okay? Because the weights, they're only going to take you so far. You're going to have that great body. It's going to make you feel good in the shorter term, right? You have your 40s, your 50s, and 60s to live your life. How are you going to make that transition to regular life and round it all out? I'm not sure that hitting the weights forever is going to help you get over to that other side. I think I understand it gets you out of that mental, emotional hole that whatever life dished out to you. It'll help you get out of that hole and get on level ground. But how are you going to ascend to higher levels, right? But I really do appreciate the comment. Again, if you can help me get Johnny Swole on this podcast because he seems like a really insightful guy. He seems like he's really influential. It can help me get this message out, right, if you're loving this too, right? So during this podcast, again, because I think about this all the time, you know, I've been really thinking about this bodybuilding and training mentality and what makes us great at it, and at the same time, the frustration of why can't we use all this discipline, this focus, this effort, this being 1 out of 100 to display all of this, right, that people admire so much. Why is it so much of a challenge for many of us, not all of us? I know some of you guys are going, hey, cool story, but that doesn't apply to me. All right, fine, this isn't for you. You know, I'm talking to the guys that are like me and can find this information helpful. So if it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you. But why is it so challenging to use all these skills that made us so great at this thing that a lot of people want to be great at? Why is it so challenging to just use it, just go to the regular world with our relationships, with our business, with finances, with our future, with the, you know, everything? Why is it so challenging sometimes to take it into the regular world? And again, as I think about this all the time, I'm coming up with more and more and more distinctions. And this past week, I go, Eureka, right? You know, I said, I got another one. I got another distinction of why this may be so challenging. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to share that with you.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. So the first part of this podcast, I was talking about how I've been looking for references, examples, my observations. I'm gathering all this information from past bodybuilders, current bodybuilders, future bodybuilders, whatever I can, adding up all this data, all this information, right? All these observations in a way to crack this nut, how we can become more than just muscles. I also talked about how I've been going around trying to talk to people who are really passionate about bodybuilding training who are a little bit older, who I want to reach out, get their thoughts, their experiences, and I'm just amazed how so many people are disconnected. I feel sometimes I'm the only one who realizes this may be a challenge for some of us in our tribe, right? I just sometimes talk and it doesn't sound that they really even know what I'm talking about, right? And this is so prevalent for me. And I think, yeah, you know, I didn't take drugs. I made money from it. I wasn't like a steroid using bodybuilder who, you know, just hustled and just tucked himself in a basement with no money. I mean, I wasn't like, I want to think that I did it in a well thought out way, in a mature way. I'm the only one that needs this information. I'm the only one that focus has slanted my mind and my actions so much that I have to do all this extra work to round out my life, right? I'm the only one. And I'm so thankful that I have made it to this other side. It was not an easy journey. And that's why I'm so passionate to share my pain to make it your gain, too. And that's what this is all about. This is what this is all about. Now, you know, Jeff Willett was on one of these More Than Just Muscles podcasts. You know, he shared his experience. I talked to him, so I know I'm not the only one, but it seems like there aren't too many. Even when I get into conversations, they can see it in other bodybuilders, but they don't necessarily see it in themselves. And so here I am. I'm going to be blazing a path. I'm thinking about this stuff all the time. And I thought of one more for you, something for you to consider, right? And here's the thing now. You've heard all the motivational quotes. If you are listening to this podcast, you've made it this far, or you've been listening to all 14 of them so far, you're probably into personal development. You've listened to the motivational quotes. You're at least striving to take your life to the next level. I don't know. There's all these different levels of success. You probably want more, 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 more if you're just like me, right? Always looking for that strategy distinction. So you know about the MEMS. You know about the motivational quotes. And you probably heard that, you know, success is 99% failure, right? And, you know, I was thinking about that. That's one of those quotes that, as I coach men all around the world, if you go to Skip LaCour Coaching, you see what I do. I help ambitious men achieve their goals in life, get them clear, get them focused, make them accountable, and step by step with strategies and mindset and accountability, create that momentum, create the goals in life that they want. I'm not a bodybuilding and training coach. I help men get success, fulfillment, and happiness in life. Life coach, right? Although I don't like that term. That's what I do. And so as I help these men, you know, get closer and closer to their goals, I realize a lot of strategies, distinctions, things that are common amongst all of us, right? And so it gives me this really unique perspective that I just wouldn't get anywhere else when you just pound it and you hear the same stories over and over again. So I use a lot of those things that I find here. One thing, and I'll just say this, a lot of them, this information is perfect for, because why they even come to me, why they've been known to respect me before what I can do to help with their mindset and change their life. It started because of our mutual passion for bodybuilding training. They've respected what I accomplished as a bodybuilder and in the business of bodybuilding, how I marketed myself, how I became known. Look, there's no denying the fact. That's part of who I am, and that's what brings a lot of people to me for this phase of their life, to take this next phase of their life to the next level, and they've come to me to help them. And one thing I noticed is that, okay, so one, as an added bonus to my weekly one-on-one coaching that I do with these guys, you know, I have this members-only website, and part of it is I document my journey. So I'm going through life. I start off every single day with a video blog, give them something to think about, motivational message to focus, and it's in real time as I'm going through life. It's the lessons that I'm learning about life right along every day to day to day. You see my ups and downs and all arounds, my successes and failures. And the biggest thing, and my fitness-minded people, the biggest distinction that they get from that members-only online journal, video blog, seeing me go through life every single day, the biggest thing they say is, wow, man, you just keep on going. It seems like I didn't realize you try so many things and you fail. You try so many things and you fail, and you just keep on coming back. And, you know, I had one gentleman, he's been a personal trainer for 20 years, and he's now in his 40s, and I love what I do. I'm great at what I do. I love changing people's life. I just have to make more money for my future, and that's why he came to me, and I help a lot of men do that, right? We create strategies. There's a way, and, you know, through coaching and some of my other programs, negotiating that I teach them, where they can still do what they love to do, their health, fitness that they've spent so many years mastering, and make more money. There is a way to do that. And to help them create strategies, create the mindset of the value they provide, and then step by step execute these strategies, become better and better at these strategies, and then they make more money. And I have a lot of success stories where you have a guy who's a, you know, personal trainer, opens up his gym and, you know, does okay, and then, you know, within 3, 4, 5 months, he's making $10,000 more a month, right? Wouldn't that be nice, right? All in the same, you know, industry, doing what he's doing, just learning a bigger mindset, understanding his value a lot more than most personal trainers do. Now, that isn't everybody who I work with, right? But that is a chunk. So I deal with this whole fitness mindset that are trying to become more than just muscles a lot. I guess that's what I'm saying, right? And one gentleman, he said, man, I don't know if I can try so many things like you and fail and get back up. I don't know if I would have the confidence to keep on going after putting my heart and soul in a project and failing. And, you know, I heard that, and so I kind of kept on pounding that, you know. And I took pride in the fact that I just keep on going. And because a lot of, I would say I had at least six of the people I coached bring up that same point. That was like the biggest focal point for them. And I kind of just took it in. I understood that. I said, yeah, well, that's just what I do. Maybe I'm showing that I failed too much, right? It made me kind of, is this a good thing or a bad thing? And the other thing I said is that, wow, is this making them okay with their failure? I, as a coach, I'm always looking how I can be even more effective. So, you know, I spent a lot of time really thinking about that. Well, what I realized later on, so I took that chunk of the distinction. Well, then, right now, I mean, I'll tell you, is that I'm very fortunate. I feel very fortunate to have worked through this more than just muscles. That's why I can get on this podcast. I can get on this platform is because I feel very confident that I've slayed the dragons and I've made it to this other side. I'm living a life of happiness, fulfillment, rounding it out, and I am going further, right? We're never done. So I don't want to say I am at the mountaintop. I'm continually to improve. I'm continually to round out. My wife was a national level figure competitor, group instructor, personal trainer for many years. I helped guide her out of this, right, over the years. And so we're enjoying this great, connected, loving relationship. We've got two little kids, right? And so this is our life. We're living it. We're making it to the other side. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this message, right? So, you know, I'm not done yet, but I feel very fortunate. And that's what makes me feel so confident that I can come to you every single week with these distinctions. So, the point is, I'm going for it. I've got like Silicon Valley programmers and businessmen and rocket scientists, like with a couple, two different people coming to me about these apps, right? Fitness apps. I've taken coaching, right? I've gone outside of the bodybuilding and training world, and I've really made a mark in the coaching business where people who have nothing to do with fitness, they've noticed what I've been able to do, what I brought to this whole coaching niche, right? And they've been vocal about it. They've seen my progress. They've watched the things that I do. So I even added my own flair in that niche, right? So a lot of things that I have going on. And one thing that I realized is how many times people say no to me. Right? Like, you know, another thing is I have a supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, and I don't claim to be a big player in the game, right? I mean, you see where my heart and soul is. I have the basics at work. I don't want to sell my supplements to 20-year-old kids who think a whole bottle of caffeine, 300 milligrams, they think it's like steroids building muscle because they're all amped up on caffeine. I don't want to do that. I don't want to sell supplements that, you know, are really just all hype, and even though I may not hype them, I know that the people buying them are overblowing it. You know, it's like there's one rationalization is like, well, can I have a product like everybody else? And I don't hype it. I don't give all these false promises. But those big money-making supplements that are all in, they're overhyping it. And I don't take solace in the fact, well, I'm not overhyping because the whole industry, the whole supplement industry is, and then because I have it, they're buying it because of what all the other big guys did. So, you know, I have this whole like integrity thing that I'm trying to figure out how my integrity level fits in with how this whole industry is promoting itself, managing itself, advertising itself, right? And so It's a part of my business and, you know, expanding that business, right? So I'm doing all these things, a lot of successes. I'm very appreciate that. But I'm learning firsthand the more and more I grow how success is 99% failure. And I can't believe how many people say no. And I thought about that. Wow. And it's like, wow. It's like even sometimes they say yes. And again, I'm talking about business. I'm talking about finances. I'm talking about a lot of things that I didn't worry about as a bodybuilder. As a bodybuilder, you worry about training, eating, You know, get in shape, looking in the mirror, whatever, gearing it, talking about it. And then you have your relationships and work, and that fits its part. Right? It's not this big, huge world where you're always trying to grasp for the next level and here and there and all these different things to round out this life. It's very, you're concentrated on one area. Now, I know that a lot of us in bodybuilding training, they think, well, I'm always striving for the next level. One little distinction when it comes to my nutrition or my training, I'm always learning more and I'm getting degrees and there's always higher level. Yes, that's true. But it's still just one segment of life. When you're trying to get all these different segments and putting the whole piece together and not just so that myopic focus in one area, man, there's areas that you're better at, you're new at, you're not so good at, right? But you got to go for it, right? And you really realize, I don't care how good you are, especially I don't care how good you are in one particular area of your life, you're going to get a lot of no's. Sometimes I'm surprised by how many no's that I get. And I go, you know what? This is what all those motivational books and quotes that they're telling me. I get to feel it for real life. Now, again, here's the thing is, I would think that I'm this smart guy who understands life at a certain level. I went to, the motivational books and quotes, and I study that. But what I realized in this moment, and here's the whole point of this particular More Than Just Muscles podcast, is when I'm in that secluded world, that safe world, that predictable world that I created, that I earned, there's not all this big variance, right? There's not all this variety and all these wheels spinning and turning and different levels of expertise going. I mean, you are, funneled down one path in one section of life. And there's nothing wrong with that. But how many no's do you get? You know what? I didn't get one more rep on my bench press. It said no, and I had to fight through it. Or I didn't feel like doing cardio, and I had to fight through it. Sometimes, someone put some pizza in front of me, and I had to use my discipline to stay on track. Yeah, I get that. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, I think that proves my point. Is when you have to deal with all these different entities, you're not going to be good. You're going to ask for something. That's the whole thing. You got to keep on asking, striving, and you're going to get no's. You don't get that in the whole bodybuilding and fitness world. It's a whole world full of yeses. Yes, yes, yes. So predictable. Yes, 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 yes. You don't have someone just socking you in the gut and saying, coming up with a great idea. Okay, this is going to take my life to the next level. Can't wait to do it. Let me present this to somebody, right? You don't spend a lot of time doing that. You keep on doing the same things over and over again, and it's in this predictable pattern, and you're just trying to take those same things to higher and higher levels. You don't get your hopes up in a whole new area and kind of have to rethink it from scratch and go through the angst of creating it and learning about it and researching it all the time and then going to somebody and they say, nope, nope. And then you got to pick your butt up, dust yourself off, your ego, and then do something else. Go through those 99%. So if it's at 100 things and you hear 99 no's, have you even asked somebody in an area of life now? Right? We know we got the bodybuilding and training down, but in regular life, have you even asked for 99 different next level things, 99 opportunities that'll take you to the next level? Have you even thought in that area? Have you gone through 99 failures for the one success? And look, one success isn't going to do it. Right? You're going to need at least 5 successes. That means you're going to have to do, using that metaphor, that analogy, that mamma, success is 99% failure, you're going to have to try 500 things with 495 no's or failures to have those 5 successes. Come on. I had to realize to myself for years, all while I was in bodybuilding, in training, it was just the weights. I created this environment, again, doing the same things over and over and over and over again, just taking them higher and higher and higher levels, hanging around people, the same thing, leading the pack there, right? It wasn't all this thinking. And now, again, maybe I'm kind of opening your mind to something that you really haven't thought about, because I didn't think about it, because I'm such in the grind. I didn't realize how predictable, how structured, set in stone that life is. There's only certain factors that you got to think about. And then it's, again, taking it to higher and higher levels,
pushing yourself to go higher and higher. It isn't all this wild blue yonder, having to piece together, having to deal with all these people who aren't in your specific mindset or thought. How much of that regular world have you gone into? That's something to think about as you try to become more than just muscles. And if you had all this year in your safe world of predictability of bodybuilding and training, where there really aren't a lot of no's. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, wait till you start going off and rounding out your life and things that you're not so certain of. You're not hanging around people who think the way you do, and you start coming up with ideas, and you get those no's. Can you withstand the no's? Do you even ask the questions to even put yourself out there for a no? Because you're in this world of safety, security, where that's not even a question, right? You can't find out if you can withstand the no's if you never even ask the question in all those other areas of life. And when you have that safe place to go back to, I talk about this all the time, why would you come back for more and more no's? Just something to think about. I just realized that. It's like, you know, I had a couple of things this past week that have nothing to do with bodybuilding. It has everything to take my regular life to the next level. I'm Mr. Certain and Confident because I'm like you. I'm good in this one area. That's where I spend a lot of thoughts, doing the stuff that I'm good at, doing the things that are predictable. And, man, of course, if I'm going to try something else in the regular world, right, to balance out my life, to become amazing, awesome, in those other areas, like, of course I'm going to put the work. I'm going to think it's an amazing idea. And to have somebody say no, right? Now, no doesn't, here's the thing, and you know this from the grit that you show in bodybuilding training, no doesn't mean never, especially if I'm not real good at it. I'm new to it because I spent so much of my life in bodybuilding and training. You know, sometimes there's a slight tweak here or there, but I got to figure all that out. I might have that same in one same area that I got the no, I might have five more no's, and am I going to try it the sixth time? It's just not a world that I was conditioned to live with when I was mastering and doing the whole bodybuilding and training thing. So have you created a world where you don't even hear a lot of no's? Because I guess intellectually, you know, you've heard all the successful people, especially if you're listening to a podcast like this on bodybuilding training / personal development. You've heard that success is 99% fail. You know, you get knocked down 9 times, you got to get up 10. You know all that stuff. But really, here's the thing to think about. Have you created a world where you never have to hear no? Because if you have a world that there's no no's, you're not going to have that growth, and you're not going to create this life with more than just muscles. Just think about that. I don't know. To me, this was kind of a big distinction. It was a big awakening as I work to become more than just muscles myself and to help you gain insight, because I know there's a lot of you guys kind of struggling and looking for this type of information. We're brothers here, and I want to help you along in your journey. So I hope you find that helpful. Make sure that you send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me, I always love hearing this. Sometimes I'm getting on this microphone, and I think I'm just speaking to nobody, right? Right? I want you to tell me what you found most valuable about this particular podcast. Did it make you think? Are you systematically, step by step, starting to gain the mindset that you can become more than just muscles? I want to hear from you. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining me for this More Than Just Muscles podcast.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current
situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.